This is Akashvani, the news read by Shefali Singh. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in the G7 Outreach Summit at Apulia in Italy today. He reached Italy last night on a two-day visit to the country at the invitation of Prime Minister of Italy, Giorgia Meloni. India has been invited as an outreach country. On the sidelines of his visit, Mr. Modi is also expected to hold bilateral meetings and discussions with the leaders of the G7, as also the outreach countries and the international organizations. G7 consists of Canada, France, Germany, Italy, Japan, the United Kingdom, and the United States. In his departure statement, the Prime Minister said that the government is committed to consolidate the India-Italy strategic partnership and bolster cooperation in the Indo-Pacific and the Mediterranean regions. Mr. Modi said he is glad that his first visit in the third consecutive term is to Italy for the G7 summit. He highlighted that Italy's Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni's two visits to India last year were instrumental in infusing momentum and depth in the bilateral agenda. Mr. Modi said, during the discussions at the outreach session, the focus would be on artificial intelligence, energy, Africa, and the Mediterranean. He said it will be an opportunity to bring greater synergy between the outcomes of the G20 summit held under India's presidency and the forthcoming G7 summit and deliberate on issues which are crucial for the Global South. Mr. Modi said he is also looking forward to meeting other leaders participating in the summit. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold a series of bilateral meetings with world leaders on the sidelines of G7 summit today. Mr. Modi is scheduled to hold bilateral meetings with French President Emmanuel Macron, UK Prime Minister Rishi Sunak, German Chancellor Olaf Scholz, Italy's Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni, Japanese PM Fumio Kishida, and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. This is Prime Minister Modi's first overseas visit after assuming office for the third consecutive term. The election of Lok Sabha Speaker will be held on 26th of June. First session of 18th Lok Sabha will convene from 24th of this month. During the session, the oath and affirmation of newly elected members will take place. President Draupadi Murmu's address to the joint sitting of the Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha and discussion on her address will also be held in this session. The session of Rajya Sabha will commence on the 27th of this month. The parliament session will conclude on the 3rd of next month. Ajit Doval has been reappointed as the National Security Advisor and Dr. P.K. Mishra as the Principal Secretary to the Prime Minister with effect from June 10. The Appointments Committee of the Cabinet had approved the appointments yesterday. The Ministry of Personnel, Public Grievances and Pensions said that the appointments of former IPS Mr. Doval and former IAS Mr. Mishra will be coterminous with the term of the Prime Minister or until further orders, whichever is earlier. Both Mr. Doval and Mr. Mishra will be assigned the rank of a Cabinet Minister in the table of precedence during their term in office. The committee has also approved the appointment of retired IAS officers Amit Khare and Tarun Kapoor as advisers to Prime Minister. The appointments of both officers will be in the rank and scale of secretary to government for a period of 2 years with effect from 10th June or until further orders, whichever is earlier. These appointments will be on a contract basis as per usual terms and conditions as applicable. Cloud Major Oracle has announced that it would support the training of 2 lakh students in India in cloud, data science, artificial intelligence and other emerging technologies. The company and Tamil Nadu Skill Development Corporation, TNSDC, have launched a specialized program under the state's massive skill enhancement initiative, Naan Mudhalwan, to provide employment-linked training to students in the state. And in the ICC Men's T20 World Cup Cricket, England defeated Oman by 8 wickets at the Sir Vivian Richards Stadium in North Sound, Antigua, last night to keep alive their hopes of reaching the Super 8 stage. After being asked to bat first, Oman struggled to find any rhythm and eventually got all out at 47 runs. Afghanistan is currently taking on Papua New Guinea at the Brian Lara Stadium in Trinidad. This morning, Afghanistan won the toss and opted to bowl. And that is the end of this news bulletin.